Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Today is your day of great news. Today is your day of lifting. Today is your day of good news and glad tidings. Everything you touch will work. The Lord will give you good news, the Lord will make room for you, and the Lord will advance you in every area of your endeavor. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today, everything you lay hands upon, God will make it to prosper, and you will experience the mercies and the goodness of the Lord like never before. In the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, go higher, go forward, rise up, move on, forward ever, backward never for you in the name of Jesus. Today is the day where everything that rises up against you will come down for you, and God will give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe, come on, shout it louder and believe in amen. Praise God. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. Moment of Settlement is a daily prophetic prayer podcast that is designed to empower you and position you for the best of the day. I want to appreciate you for being part of this great, wonderful platform. I celebrate every one of you listening to this for the first time. God bless you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. And for everyone that has been sharing this, God bless you. Thank you for sharing this podcast to others. Now, if this was shared with you or sent to you, and you desire to be receiving this directly on your mobile device, directly, whatever country you are, just send the word register as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to this phone number, +1 972 639 1762. Just send the word register as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to +1 972 639 1762. You will receive instruction, but now you can be getting this directly every day. Now share this with everybody. Send it everywhere. Spread it to everybody. Let it be a blessing to them in the name of Jesus. Now today, my prayer charge for you is from the book of Psalms 118 and verse number 15. Psalm 118 and verse number 15. The Bible says, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. It's very important for you to understand the power of voice. Whatever voice is speaking around you can affect what happens around you and are in you. Voices are powerful. The Bible told us that there is a dimension of voice here. It is the voice of rejoicing. The voice of rejoicing is the voice of celebration. The voice of rejoicing is the voice of jubilation. Now, also in life, there could be the voice of sorrow, the voice of mourning, the voice of weeping. But I have come to announce to you, in the name of Jesus, in your life and all through this year, there will be no room for the voice of sorrow. There will be no room for the voice of weeping. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be no room for the voice of mourning. You will not mourn. You will not know sorrow. The Lord will give you rejoicing, reason to rejoice. The voice of rejoicing shall be heard in your tabernacle. The voice of rejoicing is the voice of celebration. God will do things in your life. God will do things for you that will cause you to celebrate. You will celebrate in the day. You will celebrate in the noon. You will celebrate in the night. Every day of your life, there will be need for you to celebrate. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will turn your frustration to celebration. Oh, glory to God. God will turn your opposition, frustration to celebration in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What God will do in your life, in your home, in your family that will make you gather people to rejoice with you, it will happen today. I mean today. God will break it into manifestation. The voice of rejoicing over your children will happen. The voice of rejoicing over your partner will manifest. The voice of rejoicing over your business business is manifesting. The voice of rejoicing over your ministry, it is manifesting in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says the voice of salvation, that's the voice of rescue. God will rescue you. God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. And then the Bible now talks about the right hand of the Lord. The Bible says the hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. That means the right hand of the Lord makes certain things happen in the journey of people that does not naturally or ordinarily happen. The right hand of the Lord advances destiny. The right hand of the Lord make room for people. The right hand of the Lord is the hand of power. I speak into your life today. Every contrary hand that is manipulating things against you, the hand of God arrests them. Let me share three things with you about hand. Hand can hurt. Underline that word. Hand can hurt. Hand can hurt. A hand can bring things into being. A hand can hurt. Number two, hand can take away. Yes, either for good or for bad. The hand of God can take away what the devil planted. The hand of God can take away affliction. The hand of God can take away negativity. I prophesy into your life. May the hand of God add blessings upon blessings in your life. May the hand of God add increase upon increase. The hand of God will add favor to you. What is missing in your life, the hand of God will hand it over to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of God will add breakthrough to your journey. Now, the hand of God can add. The hand of the wicked can add. They can add crisis. They can add trouble. That's why the Bible says when a man sleep or when man slept, his enemy came to sow. What did he use? He used hand. He used a manifestation. I prophesy anything that evil hand has added to your life that ought not to be there, it is uprooted. It is uprooted. It is uprooted by the hand of God. Whatever trouble the hand of the wicked, the hand of the enemy has added into your destiny, let the hand of God remove them. Let the hand of God uproot them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is someone under the sound of my voice right now that have been having inconsistent headache. The headache just is not going, and it all started when you woke up from a dream, a very intimidating demonic dream where you saw yourself under an attack, and since then this has continued. But I see that the evil hand has planted these evil ties, evil seed into your journey. I command by the power of God, the Bible says, whatever my father has not planted shall be uprooted. Let the hand of God uproot it out of your body. I rebuke infirmity. I rebuke affliction. Whatever is negatively affecting your health that came as a result of a hand of wickedness is uprooted now. Number two, the hand can remove. Hand can remove. The hand of God can remove something, and then the hand of the wicked can also remove good things. The hand of the wicked can remove grace. The hand of the wicked can remove what is working. In the name of Jesus, any hand that has taken away from you what's supposed to be in your life, let the hand of God restore back to you. The hand of God restore. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, hand can write. Hand can write. And hand can erase. Hand can write. Hand can erase. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, the hand of God will write good things concerning you. The hand of God will write you. He will write favor upon your life. He will mark you for safety. Every negative thing that any contrary hand has written, it is canceled by the mighty hand of God. It is canceled by the mighty hand of God in the name of Jesus. If you believe, come and shout amen like thunder in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The hand of God opens, and can open, and can close, and can open, and can close. But today, everything that must open for you, the hand of God open them. Whatever needs to be shut down, the hand of God shut it down. Somebody shout, hand of God, so shall it be. You will see the manifestation of his hand in your journey today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shout it loud and believe in amen. Aha, glory to God. Listen to me. Believe the word of the prayer you just received. I want you to listen to that prayer 2 times today. There is an anointing on that prayer. Something is going to happen in your life by the hand of God today. Listen to it 2 times in the morning and in the evening, no matter the country where you are, and believe it. Believe the word. Believe the word of God in the prayer. It's manifesting in your life and your journey speedily and supernaturally in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, I know that God will use this prayer for you. Let me share with me your praise report. What happened? What did God do today? Let us know. Now, one of the reasons why we share testimony and praise report is, number one, to give God the glory. Number two, to seal up what God has done. Number three, to use as an encouragement for others that God is able. That is one of those are the reasons why I wanted to share them, so that we give glory to God. More importantly, not because we want to feel like Superman. No, God is always doing it. Either you let us know or not, God is committed to his word, and his word cannot fail. But he helps to give glory to him. He also helps us to acknowledge his hand, and also as an encouragement for others in the journey of life. I believe God with you, that the testimony will manifest in your life and in your family. Nothing will stop it. Nothing will hinder it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now share this with somebody. Share this with somebody. Share it with them. Let them know that God, spread it out. Spread it to someone everywhere in the world. Let God use this for them. Let God use, if you believe in this prayer, then don't hold it to yourself. Don't hold it to yourself. Spread it out. Spread it out. And if God has used it to do wonders in your life, send in your praise report to the phone number +1 972 639 1762. +1 972 639 1762. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Now, my word charge for you today is still the series on 21 decisions that will put you ahead in this year. 21 decisions that will put you ahead, that will position you for great result this year. I shared with you that decisions are destiny navigators. Decisions affect life. Decisions influences rising. Your decision can pull you up. Your decision can bring you down. Life is a ground of decision. Number one decision you must make if you want to go ahead and forge ahead this year, and you want to stay ahead, is the decision to seek first the kingdom of God. The decision to put God first. God, from the beginning, had been the first. We met God here. You cannot go higher and go ahead if you don't put him ahead. Those that put God first are not permitted to be last in life. When you put God first, you seek first his mind, you seek first his program, you seek first his kingdom. Your decision is first of all about pleasing God. When you say seek first the kingdom of God, it means, number one, let God be your number one priority. Pleasing God becomes a priority, fundamental priority in your life. That in everything you do, you are always looking for what is God's interest. Seeking God first means living for God. Let it be God first. Number three, seeking God first means being connected to God. Number four, seeking God first means that you are excited about the things of God. You don't tell me you are seeking God first and then you are not present in his presence. You don't tell me you are seeking God first and his kingdom, and the things of God, you are not excited about it. You are not committed to it. Seeking God first means committing yourself to the things of God and the house of God. Every time you put God first, he always goes ahead of you. You can't put God first and be grounded in life. Those that put God first, they always take the first place in life. Seek the first place in life. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Don't let anyone deceive you. God is still interested in a relationship with you. I know you have your own issues. You may be crying to God. You may be saying, okay, if God is God, why are all these things happen? Whatever is happening or is not happening does not change the personality of God. God is God, even in the midst of good. God is God, even when things are not. Let your life be rallied around the personality of God, and then you will see the manifestation of his power. Put God first. This year, put God first, and you will never be last in life. God bless you. Listen to this again and connect with the word that God has sent to you. And look forward to your testimony. Now, I know in case this was shared with you and you desire to be receiving this directly on your mobile phone, all you need to do is to send the word register as an SMS or a WhatsApp message to the phone number +1 972 639 1762. You will receive the instruction on how you can be part of this daily, and you will be receiving this prayer every day. God bless you, and God lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Till I come your way again tomorrow on this same platform, I remain Benjamin Berkeley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed and stay empowered. Amen.